Hello, this is Tatiana.
Hi, Tatiana. This is Sahak with Local Splash calling you back.
Yeah. Hi, Sahak. Yeah, thank you. I just stepped
Hey.
out of the office. I couldn't answer your phone earlier.
Oh, no worries. I figured it was something like that. No worries. It's okay.
Yeah,
So, let's
so
see
how do
here.
we proceed and what information do you need from me? And yeah.
Yeah, so let's start with I was kind of doing some research on the company. I got the email off the website, the Tatiana at theartofplumbing.net. Is that going to be an okay email?
Repeat it, please. You just transferred to
Oh
my
yeah.
car seat.
Oh yeah, no worries. It was Tatiana at theartofplumbing.net. Is that an okay email to
Yep.
use?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. And are we going to put you on here? We can put your husband as a preferred contact as well, but should I just kind of start with you?
No, yeah, put me as a preferred contact. He doesn't have time to deal with this stuff.
Right. Okay, gotcha. And then so let's just start with the I think I have the areas already, right? So Chapel Hill, Durham, Cary, Apex, Raleigh, any others?
So I named Chapel Hill, Holly Springs, Fuquay Varina, Cary, Apex, Raleigh. So that's six. What else?
You can have up to
I don't.
12 if you like, but if that's good, we can start with that.
Yeah, that's good for now.
Okay, got it. And then I did see the website, theartofplumbing.net. That's where I got the email from. We
Yep.
can include a website if you guys want. It would be a fully functional, all the bells and whistles website, or we can run traffic on your already existing site. Totally up to you guys.
Let's use ours.
Okay, got it. And then now, as for the keywords, I have tankless water heaters, repipe, water heaters. I'm gonna make it. And now, any others? You can have up to 15.
Let's do this for now, or and
Okay.
then later on we can add something else. So as long
Right.
as we have
Because for
tankless
now.
water heater and
Okay.
repipes.
Okay, got it. Because for now, you guys are trying to focus on those jobs anyway, right?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. And then, now for the contact, they're going to be calling your number, right? The technician who's going to be getting with you should call this number, right?
Yep, Four zero eight, yeah.
Okay. Yep. And then, what is your last name, Tatiana?
Potapova, Potapova.
Okay, so that's Potapova.
That's correct.
Okay, got it. All right, save that. Let me just make sure I got everything here. And then everything else, I think I got mostly from the website. So let's see, we got the areas, the keywords. Now the website we're gonna run with yours, so I don't need to list that. And you guys do already have a Facebook, and I saw a Yelp listing as well, right?
Yes, we are on Yelp, and Facebook as
Okay.
well.
Okay, got it. That's what I have listed. All right, perfect. And then now the next step here would just be the billing. Is the billing address the same as the 205 Brookridge that you gave me?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Let me just add that. One sec here. All right, just adding your name. One sec. Okay. And then for the payment method, that'll be your name on the card or Eugene's?
My name.
Okay. Got it. And then that's not a company card, right? I don't have to put the Art of Plumbing. It's just your name.
No, yeah, just my name.
Okay. Got it. And then the address, I have 205 Brookridge Drive, Cary, North Carolina, 27518. Okay. And then the payment method, is that going to be a Visa or a MasterCard?
Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4147 0976
Okay.
9560 5032.
Okay, so just to confirm, 4147-0976-9560-5032.
That's correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
April 28th.
April 28th, and the number on the back?
434.
Okay, got it. I'm also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling, and calls are more secure. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I do not want to give out the information.
Or okay. I can even
skip that.
No worries. I can even put I can use one of those questions, but then put a number. Like, I don't have to use those actual. Is that better?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, what number would you like to use? Or sequence of numbers? Any, whatever, up to you.
And this is for what? Like, when you guys call me?
Yeah, so they're going to call and just be like, what is your security question? That way, you know it's us when we're calling. Because obviously, you know, other people do call for similar services, so you know it's us right away. Now, I don't have to list that if you want. This is just for extra security.
No, let's not do this.
Oh, okay. Sure, no worries. All right. Now, let me just see here. Yeah, that's good. All right. Now, I'm just going to set up the account here. Okay. Just takes a quick second. And then once I process this, you're going to see it come through on your online banking, of course, first. But then you'll get a text and an email with the invoice that has everything that's included, the pricing and all that. We'll go through that real quick. There's one other quick step, and then you're good to go. So we're almost done already. Okay. And I'll also make a note about the security question just so they know, so you don't have to get bothered with that either, okay?
Okay.
Not a problem. So let me just waiting for my internet here. One second. There we go. All right. Okay, so it's about to process now. You'll see it probably come through on your online banking first, like I said. So let me do that now. Okay, so any second here, you should see it come through. Okay, there we go. All right. Now, I think you should get the email first, but I'm going to send you the text because that's usually the easiest way to access the invoice that I'm sending you. So let me do that now. But you'll get both, obviously.
Okay.
Let me send you the,
I don't need to do anything with it, right?
No. Basically, it's just like a quick confirm. Like, you just type your name, hit confirm, and that's it. It's real easy. And then, of course, you'll be able to take a look at everything that's included in the pricing. So if you have any questions, you can let me know. I sent you that text just now. Let me know if you see that.
1 second.
I think you should say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. I think that's what it says.
Okay. And where
did I? Okay.
Oh, fine. Okay.
Yeah, and then once you click on the link there that's in the text, that should take you into the invoice. And then the confirmation of the signature part, it should be at the very bottom there. You'll just click a box that says I'm the authorized user, and then right below that is where you would type your name and then hit confirm signature. Once you've done that should take
you. Uh-huh.
Oh,
I've done that.
And then you did do it, and it should take you to our website, and it says like username, password, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So our technician will set you up with that username and password here within 7 days. Now we just have one other quick step. It's called our voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice to kind of explain everything, outline the service agreement and all that stuff. And of course to ensure the accuracy of everything. So if you have any questions along the way, don't hesitate to stop me. Not a problem. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of the business?
The Art of Plumbing.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Татьяна Потапова, the owner.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Of course, that really goes along with the website and verification, but since you guys already have both of those, this is more just for like anything you'll need or the technician will need from you. Just, you know, be involved in it and we can do things, you know, even faster, right?
Okay.
Now, also as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I was going to set up that security question for you to make sure the calls are coming from us. But again, I'll make a note to the technician that you weren't feeling comfortable with that, and they'll figure something out for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay, now in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or basically just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do, say, with like another company during the term of your agreement with us?
Oh, you're asking me if I'm using anybody else?
And basically in the future, if you do something with another company that you think maybe might interfere with what we're doing or vice versa, just let the technician know, that way we don't do something that might interfere with their campaign.
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, September 21st, in the non-refundable amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $299. That will always be the recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'll text you here at the end of the call to speak with a lab representative. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just one other thing. I just need to set up the time with the technician that you'd like to speak with him. Do you have some time today to do that? What would be a good time if so?
Today.
Or tomorrow morning, if you don't have time, but I just figured the sooner the better.
No, I will not have time tomorrow. Today may be around, I don't know, what's the latest he can call me? 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, like your time?
So we could do 5 or 5 or 6. We have both of those open.
Eastern Standard, right? My time.
Right, exactly. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. 5 p.m. Good.
5 is okay? Okay, perfect. So I'll put you in for that. So I'm going to send that over now. I can even do that once we get off the call. If you have to get back into the office, I'll send you the text with all the info you need and this last email, and you are all set to go if you like.
Perfect.
Yeah?
Thank you.
So and then the technician is going to call you between 5 and 5:30, okay, and get you started.
All right.
Okay. You have a good one, Tatiana. Great talking with you again. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.